everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a smooth-skating London Knights defenseman who is hoping to crack the roster for Team Canada at the upcoming World Junior Hockey Championship. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week is Alex DeBrincat of the Erie Otters. It is the second time this season he has captured the award. This past week, he picked up 10 points in 4 games on the back of 5 goals and 5 assists, and was a +6 for the Otters. The Farmington Hills, Michigan product, chosen in the second round by the Chicago Blackhawks in the 2016 NHL entry draft and recently signed on with the Blackhawks, was also named the co-player of the month for November alongside teammate Taylor Radish. DeBrincat has been named to the preliminary roster for Team USA for the upcoming World Junior Hockey Championship. From the OHL, he's joined by Jeremy Brocco of Kitchener, Windsor's Logan Brown, and goaltender Tyler Parsons of the London Knights. Meantime, Knights defenseman Victor Mete has been named to the selection camp roster for Team Canada. Now, Mete was chosen by the Montreal Canadiens in this past summer's NHL entry draft and has helped the Knights to a winning streak in the middle of this battle in the Western Conference with Erie, Sault Ste. Marie, Windsor, and more. I chatted with Mete this week, and we caught up about how things are going right now in London.
I think everyone just kind of joined together now. Obviously, at the beginning of the season, we had a lot of rookies, so they're kind of not familiar with the league and everything. And now they're kind of starting to understand how everything works, and we've been successful as of lately, and I think it's because of the chemistry we've had now.
When you were a first-year player, is that something that would have gotten you a little more worked up or a little more down, that things weren't going well, but now as a veteran you know that sometimes it does take a little bit of time for a team to come together?
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, my first year new to the league, it was tough because you're trying to kind of do everything right. If you do something wrong, you're just kind of like, oh, like maybe this isn't going to be good, but now kind of understanding everything and seeing how the young guys come in and trying to help them out and making them as comfortable as they are so they can do their best from earlier on than later.
Did you find it took a little bit longer as well because, of course, you had the turnover from last year, so you've got some new guys in there and younger guys getting a bigger role, but you also had veterans away at camp and some guys it took a little longer to come back?
Yeah, no, for sure. Obviously, even coming from the Mem Cup last year, it's pretty tough for the rookies because we've all been together for about 2 years now, so it's kind of like they're really the only new guys. So to get them going early on was very important, I think. And obviously, like you said, a lot of the guys were at the NHL camps, and some of us were here. So it was really the young guys were really the guys to show themselves at that time, and I think they all did a pretty good job. And now we're doing pretty good right now.
How important is it for the vets to bring some of those guys together? Because as you're into camp and early in the season, of course, it's celebrating the Memorial Cup win, and these are guys that weren't part of it. How important is it as veterans to sort of make those guys still feel part of the team?
Yeah, of course. Obviously, like you said, that coming off the Mem Cup win, it's kind of hard because you're still excited from last season. You haven't seen them all summer, kind of the other guys, and you're kind of just all talking about it, and there's the young guys there who didn't have the same experience as we did. So we just have to kind of get into the mindset because we obviously want to do the same thing this year and win again. So we have to kind of tell them what it takes and let them know what to do so we can get to that point again and let them experience what we experienced last year.
Victor, tell me your feelings on how your game has come together. You've been in this league now at your third season. I'm sure the coaching staff allows you to play that role of being an offensive defenseman, but still taking care of your own end and making the smart plays. What sort of the way your game you felt has come together now into your third season?
Yeah, I think obviously being in the league for 3 years, I'm kind of understanding the league more and like, I'm used to all the players now, so I kind of know what they're about. And I have the green light here, so I'm able to play offensive whenever I feel like is the right time, and also as long as I get back. So I think overall my defensive game and offensive game has improved over the past 3 years, and just got to keep working at it and getting better.
When you've got the green light, but at the same time you're making that decision on the ice of whether to go, what are some of the things you're looking for?
Well, if there's kind of like 3 guys going down, I can be a fourth man in to kind of make it an odd man rush. Or even if I see that I can lead the rush, try to lead the rush and make it a 3-on-2 if someone else isn't there. So just kind of being like an extra guy I think helps a lot.
Do you sometimes as well pick your spots a little bit depending on who's on the ice for the other team? And I'm thinking, let's say if the top scoring line, a big top scoring line is maybe on the other side, you might think, okay, we might need the extra guy back, versus maybe if you're out there against a second or a third line or a team and a player's not known for as much offense. And I'm just going to use the example. You're playing against Erie, maybe Taylor Radish and Dylan Strome on the ice versus you're playing against somebody else. Is that sometimes in your decision-making as well?
Yeah, of course. You obviously know what those players are about. Obviously, like you, Strome and Radish, they're both snipers, and you know they can do a lot on the ice. So you don't want to overdo it when you're playing on a line like that. I would say I would probably try to stay more defensively in that unless I have a clear opportunity. But if I don't, then I would obviously stay back and protect my zone first before joining in the rush, as in if there was a third or fourth line kind of thing, then maybe I'll take an extra chance.
Makes sense to me. How did you find out you were getting the invite to Team Canada selection camp?
I was at the movies. I was in a movie, and there was an unknown number, so I picked it up, and it was the coach from the Hockey Canada. So I just left the movie and went into the hallway and talked to him about it, and then I called my parents.
Did you get the dirty look at first when you were answering your phone in the movie theater?
There wasn't a lot of people in the theater, so that was a good thing. But I couldn't hear him really because of the loud noises going on from the movie. So good thing I was able to leave the movie so I can kind of hear what he's saying.
I guess it was a call that it was worth missing some of the movie.
Yeah, for sure.
Were you able to settle back down and watch the rest of it after making a couple calls? Or, you know what, the mind was going elsewhere by then?
No, like I was able to get back in there for maybe the last 20 minutes of the movie, but after I got the call, I was calling my family just to let them know kind of what was going on.
That was Victor Mete of the London Knights, and as we look at this week's CHL Top 10 rankings, the Knights are number 2 in the country, trailing only the WHL's Regina Pats. The Erie Otters are at 4, Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds at 5, Windsor Spitfires at 8, and the Oshawa Generals with an honorable mention this week. Well, that'll do it for this week's show. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.